Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, where we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. Also believe as long as there is breath, there is hope. Do not ever forget that fact. It's really going to come into play on today's podcast, but honestly, it comes into play every time we get together to talk. Because so many times people want to give up. They think they can't change. They think things are against them. They think they've messed up too much. Whatever it may be, if any of those thoughts are coming through your mind, get rid of them, because it doesn't matter how impossible it may seem, how big and dark and imposing, you know, the change may seem. Listen, you have an opportunity, as long as you're alive, as long as you're breathing, you have the opportunity today to begin the process of turning things around and making a change in your life. It is up to you. You have to make that decision. It's your choice. So honestly, don't use the excuse, oh, I just can't. Because it's just simply not true. I do thank you for joining me today. Thank you, Hudson, for another great introduction to today's podcast. And I thank you for joining me. Again, this is Mike Spillman. I want you to pause with me for just a moment, if you would, as we get started today. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have today. Thank you for whoever it is that's listening. Father, I don't know who it is. Don't know who they are. Don't know where they are. Don't even know when it is that they're listening to this. But God, you do, and help them to understand that they are here on purpose. They are here for a reason. This is not an accident. That Father, even if they just stumbled across this podcast, that there is a reason that they did so. God, I pray that you will use me to say the things that need to be said to help those that are listening, to connect to them and to help them in this area of their life. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you promised to do, and in the power and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So again, thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you will get some value out of this. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to be starting kind of really breaking down some specific ideas and steps to be taking if you say that you want to develop a positive mindset. And as we continue on, listen, it's not going to be enough to just to learn how to develop a positive mindset, but also to learn how to maintain and or keep that positive mindset. You know this before we ever even really get started into the details, that we live in a world full of negativity. And if you don't understand that, if you don't realize that, chances are you are drowning in that negativity, and you have grown accustomed to that negativity to the point that you don't really see it and understand how damaging it is to you, your mindset, your life, and the life of those that are connected to you. Yes, it is that serious. All you got to do is turn on the TV and watch any so-called news. Negative, negative, negative. So much stuff that you look at on social media. Negative. People griping, complaining, fussing about this, fussing about that. And it's easy to allow ourselves to get caught up in that and to have a negative mindset. So we're going to start off this morning, and maybe this is one of the things for this new year as we start off barely into the new year. One of the things that you want to focus on improving and changing in and for your life. And we're going to start off with the definition. Now, positive mindset, there's not like a Webster definition, because one, it's two different words put together here, right? But here's what I found that I came up with. Positive mindset, the definition, one said the practice of focusing on the good in any given situation. Now, that sounds like a fairy tale, but really think about it. The practice of focusing on the good in any given situation. That does not say that everything that happens is good, but you can usually find something good in any given situation, and it becomes easier to do so the more that you practice developing and maintaining a positive mindset. Another definition, if you want to call it that I found, says you are optimistic about the world around you and you expect that good things will happen to you. Now, that's powerful. You're optimistic, right? Optimistic just means that you're not looking on the downside. Again, you're practicing on focusing on the good in any given situation. And so you have hope. That one saying that I said just a few moments ago, as long as there is breath, there is hope. So you're optimistic about the world around you. You're not focusing on the negativity. You're not focusing on what all is wrong. And you expect that good things are going to happen to you. Expectation is big in developing and maintaining a positive mindset. You may have heard it described as PMA, positive mental attitude. That's another idea that goes along with it. So many different phrases with that, but we're going to focus on the phrase of positive mindset. So let me give you an example, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. How do I know when I see somebody that has a positive mindset? Well, you've probably seen, been around people that they always seem to be happy no matter what's going on. As a matter of fact, if you didn't really know, if you're not close enough to them to know exactly what is going on in their life, you would assume that everything in their life is just rosy. I mean, it's just perfect. And they spread joy and happiness wherever they go. You've seen people like that. You've observed people like that. And you probably have even thought, how in the world does anybody's life go that perfectly? Well, it doesn't necessarily, but they have chosen to focus on the good in any given situation. They have decided to expect that good things are going to happen to them, and they approach their life that way, and those types of people do spread joy and happiness wherever they go. You've seen them, right? You've also seen just the opposite. Dum, dum, dum. Okay. You know the ones I'm talking about. The room brightens up, not when they walk in, but the room brightens up when they leave. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're the type of people that are always negative. They're the type of people that are always complaining. They're always griping about something. No matter what's going on, it's not good. If somebody talks about something good that's going on, they'll find a reason to pour water on that and just douse that fire out and talk about what's wrong about it. You know the type. I hope you're not that person. So an example is someone that seems happy no matter what's going on in life. And more than likely, if you were to find out really exactly what is going on in their life, you'd be surprised that everything's not perfect. But they have made a choice. They chose to expect good things and to focus on the good in any given situation. All right, so here we go. If you want to write this down, you can write it down. Here's the first and most important step in developing a positive mindset. Are you ready? You must decide for yourself. No, that's not oversimplified. Again, I go back to what I've said before. Many times the profound can be found in the simple. You have to decide for yourself, do you really want to develop a positive mindset? Well, here's the way to do it. Just go back and look at those two examples I just gave. Which one of those people do you want to be? The one that spreads joy and happiness, or the one that spreads joy and happiness when they leave a room? You have to decide. You have to make a decision for yourself. Well, let's break that down. The definition of the word decide says this: come to a resolution in the mind as a result of consideration. Come to a resolution in the mind as a result of consideration. Well, let's break that down. Resolution, right? We just come off of all the New Year's resolutions. What does that mean? Well, the root word is to resolve. That is a firm decision. But the word resolution means a firm decision to do or not do something. I am resolved to get in better shape. Well, you got to get more specific. I am resolved to walk every day, to not eat certain foods. I am resolved to lose X amount of pounds during this time period. So I'm resolved not to do something. I'm resolved not to continue down the same path that I have before. I am resolved not to eat the junk food that I've eaten before. I'm resolved. See, so you decide. It's a firm decision. So the definition to decide, go back, we'll replace that. Come to a firm decision to develop a positive mindset after giving it consideration. Well, the word consideration, careful thought, typically over a period of time. In other words, it's not a snap decision, because you have to make this decision for yourself, and it doesn't need to be just like, oh, that sounds good. And it doesn't need to be because somebody else said this is what you need to do. You have to decide for yourself. You need to come to a firm decision to develop a positive mindset, and you need to consider that. You need to think about it. You need to observe the things that we're talking about, and you probably already can decide for yourself if that's really what you want. My guess is if you're listening to this podcast, that is something that you're seeking. That is why you clicked on this podcast. You must decide that you want a positive mindset. You decide. Again, nobody else can do it for you. Goes back to kind of the example I gave about when I needed to lose weight. My mom, she was buying diet mayonnaise when I'd go to visit. She got me a book. None of that worked because it wasn't my decision. It was not until I decided firmly things had to change before things began to change. What do you want in and for your life? Do you want something different? Do you need to change the way that it has been? Do you need to change your mindset? My guess is yes, we all need to change our mindset. Even I need to change my mindset every day. And I need to, again, kind of revamp. I need to revisit. I need to recharge my mind so that I can focus on the good in any given situation. Sometimes easier said than done. What do you want in and for your life? You must decide. Again, going back to that example above about the ones that spread joy wherever they go and those that spread joy when they leave, you decide, how do you want to live? How do you want your impact on those around you to be? You have impact on those around you one way or the other. You decide how you want to live. That's all that we're going to cover today. We're going to be going into more on this step by step to hopefully help you be able to understand what you must do if you indeed you do want to develop a positive mindset, and it not be the same thing with a lot of people's New Year's resolutions that they say they're going to do something and they kind of halfway try for about a week or maybe a month at the most, and then they give up and they quit, right? This is a continual daily process that you must continue with. So again, thank you for joining me today. If you found value in today's podcast, click whatever it is you need to click here to subscribe to this podcast so that you get all of them as I put them out. You can contact me, and I'll have the information down below. You can look, but you can contact me directly at my email, mike@futureyouuniversity.com. mike@futureyou, that's youuniversity.com. You can go to my website, futureyouuniversity.com. All that information is below. Thank you for joining me. Look forward to talking to you some more the next time. And again, how we can continue down this road of developing a positive mindset. Until next time, whatever you do, I want to encourage you to have a blessed day by being a blessing in someone's day. And whatever you do, be sure to make it an awesome day, because, hey, who else is going to do it for you? Here's your answer. Absolutely nobody. Take care.